Absolutely. We're all busy bees at the moment. I'm very excited about this Saturday event, 50th year in the club's anniversary, and we're thrilled to host Ulster v Munster in what will be a hotly contested game. And we're welcoming all and everyone to our grounds to open our first match on the pitches. Gates are opening at 1:30 and the kickoff time is at 2:30. There'll be plenty happening, barbecue and refreshments and entertainment for all.
Yeah, 50 years, half a century for any Shone rugby club, and the club continues to thrive, does it, Emma?
Absolutely. Like we've had a, so we've come a long way from the early days where a handful of men got together and set up the club, and training grounds in those days were hard to find. So they spent plenty of time on a beach in Lag, and then they finally got the rented facilities now that we hold as our own club grounds. So we're very thrilled to have developed in such a short time, really, and our teams are thriving. We have two senior teams at the moment. Our firsts did very well in winning the Premier North League just recently, while our seconds got to the final of the Butler Shield. And in the mini sections, we have about 130 young players who attend Wednesday night trainings, and they're doing quite well in the leagues. Our under 14 girls are actually playing with Finn Valley and Letterkenny this Sunday, and we wish them the best of luck there in the plate final. We're delighted to have a number of very energetic and competitive players, and we've lots of happy and excited faces every Wednesday. So we're definitely growing, Oisin.
Yeah, they had to start on the beach 50 years ago, and the club, of course, developed. And you opened a new pitch and a new facility. Ulster was appearing back then at that stage. But the next bit of the development is the changing room. So it's another stage for any Shone in making sure that the proper facilities is there for the sport to continue in the peninsula.
100%. Yeah, I mean, we've been quite lucky and very grateful to Carndona Community School for such a long period of the club's history, where they provided facilities that allowed us to play games and train. And actually, the early days we were quite lucky to have the GAA giving us our pitch usage for one of the first games the club ever played. So we have a really nice relationship with our partners in the community. And then we've now thankfully got our own changing rooms, to say that we have three pitches of our own, four changing rooms, two private changing rooms for match officials. It's something else. We're very thrilled and excited, and obviously to have Ulster and Munster come and be the first to enjoy the facilities is something we look forward to experiencing on Saturday.
Yeah, because it's a big game to host. It's an interprovincial for the junior players who are going to be representing their provincial sides, and obviously there's a couple of men from the northwest are going to be pulling on Ulster jerseys at the weekend as well.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a number of Northwest players, but we're selected. I think we're very fortunate to have our Letterkenny Rugby Club man Adam Bratton from Donegal. He's from our sole player from Donegal, and then Sonny Derry have two. The vice captain Stephen Corr and Davy Graham are also mentioned. Is also mentioned in the squad. So, yeah, look, hotly contested game this Saturday. The Munster and Ulster teams were, battling it out last series. Munster came out as the successors and winners, and Ulster were runners up. So it'll be a great game this Saturday, a bit of leveling up on home ground, perhaps we'll see. But a great chance for everybody to come, enjoy the sport, get a glimpse of high level rugby at on your backyard or in your on your doorstep, and the gates will open at 1:30. It'll be a kind of festival atmosphere, welcoming kids as well, like young families. That's what it's all about, bringing everybody together. Plenty of food, there'll be barbecue and refreshments, and we also hear there's an appearance of our club mascot, Owen, who's making his debut. So The children might get some fun out of that, and perhaps the big kids as well.
Alec McDonald, we're going to send him your direction on Saturday to speak to a few people, but there's a few important guests who will be, I suppose, among those in attendance on Saturday as well, Emma.
That's right. Yeah, we're very lucky. We'll have a number of special guests coming from Ulster and the Munster branches. But in particular, we'll have the president of the branch joining us. And we'll also, of the Ulster branch, we'll also have Chris Henry, who's a former international and Ulster player. And he's been quite a great support to our club. So we're looking forward to him coming and celebrating with us. We'll have a very small ceremonial opening of our clubhouse, and then it'll be straight to business with the match. So we look forward to meeting Alex. He's been such a good supporter of our matches, and he's definitely been a great champion of Inish Own Rugby. So we thank him for his support.
Yeah. And you've mentioned already in this piece, and I know we spoke before as well, Emma, you talk about the youth and the young people that are involved in the club. How important is it for Inish Own that there's past players who now come back and lend a hand and get involved in the coaching and try to, I suppose, improve the rugby experience for the young players?
It's essential. You know, I mean, any grassroots organisation, I suppose the bloodline of any club's successful progression is their volunteers, and players start off in the minis and or maybe just in the seniors and go out and experience the world. And most of our some of our players have had the experience of playing university and club level all over the world, noting like South Africa and New Zealand, England and the USA, for examples. And some of them have come back into the club in recent years, and we're very lucky to have that broad breadth and experience. And we're also very lucky with our links through, we have a community, club community rep who would link with primary schools and give kids a little taster in rugby, and that's brought in a lot of people into the club also. And yeah, we're delighted and thrilled. But I guess the essence of our community and our club is that we try and keep links with all of our members, past and present. And every Christmas we host a St. Stephen's Day rugby match, and it's kind of heralded. It's where I lived overseas myself, and we always made sure we were home for that Stephen's Day match. It was always a big event, great time to, you know, rekindle friendships and meet up and catch up with friends. And that's what Inish Own Rugby is all about, friendships for life, and obviously carried through your rugby career, but far, far beyond it too.
So listen, there's a big day to come at the weekend, but in the immediate future, what's up next after the weekend for Inish Own?
Well, we'll take a few days to recover from the weekend, which we hope will be wonderful. And we will be ending our season shortly, but we do host a number of boot camps in the summer, and they're quite popular. So we'll have notices up on that on our website. But we hold that every Wednesday, and you can have anyone from a tourist to a first timer to father and son, you know, brother and sister. It's really everyone welcome. And we'll be holding a few taster sessions on that, and we'll be starting off again back in end of August. We'll be back to training, back to a new season.
Listen, Emma, delighted to have you on the program. We wish yourself and everybody involved with Inish Own the very best of luck. Enjoy the celebrations at the weekend, because it's a big day for the club and a big day for its members.
Absolutely, and thank you so much. We're definitely excited about what's ahead in the future of the club, and we really do want to acknowledge the members of our club who've held it all together through the ups and downs. And one of those persons is John Merritt. He's the longest active member in our club, and he lines out the pitches, he drives the buses, he attends all the galas and events, and he is our number one supporter, and we really appreciate everything he's done. So it's his day and it's our day, and we want to celebrate it all.